mountain station, there's a frightened, trembling man. His body's weak and feeble, and his skin has lost its tan. When I asked him for a ticket, he turned and shook his head. He grabbed me by the shoulder, and this is what he said.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And this song is like country western.
Woo, woo.
Is it?
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Oh, it is?
It's one of your favorite rides.
It is.
It's played in the queue, in the waiting in line.
This is one of those songs you just can't get out of your head.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, woo.
No, that's Big Train Railroad.
All right. Well, Breakthrough Entertainment's Disney Parks show.
Absolutely. And, of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. So before you drive down from Phoenix to Anaheim, be sure to get your car checked out with Alexander's and get your oil change, everything squared away. Go to alexandersautorepair.com. Once again, alexandersautorepair.com.
Absolutely. And we just reviewed Tomorrowland, and right now we have on one of the actors in the film, Jedediah Goodacre. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment. How are you, Jedediah?
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm very good this morning. How are you guys?
Excellent, excellent. All right, so you play Buddy in the film. So tell us a little bit about your character. Where can we see you in the film?
I just play a really small character in this film. I'm one of three jetpack boys.
Okay.
And it's kind of just when the main character, played by Britt Robertson, when she first is brought to Tomorrowland, she kind of experiences some of the new things, and one of the new things in Tomorrowland is definitely jetpacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we're just kind of there being the silly high school kids that are usually on skateboards. Now we have jetpacks. So.
Right, excellent. Now, so tell us a little bit about, you know, especially that scene, because I don't want to reveal too much about what we're actually seeing in that particular, at that moment, but we are in Tomorrowland. Is that a set? Is that, was there just green screen? What were you playing off of there?
Well, I was very, very fortunate we got to go film in Spain for that sequence of scenes. And it was filmed outside on some amazing architecture, but there was a lot of blue screen in the background as well. But some of the actual architecture you'll see in the film, it might look like it's green screen or it's not real, but it's definitely real, and it blew me away when I first saw it, for sure. I won't tell you where it is or what city it is in Spain, but. Just because you might look it up and figure it out ahead of time. So,
yeah.
I was actually gonna take a guess, but if you don't want to tell us, I won't take a guess.
Well, I don't know. I don't. You know, there might be Disney people listening to this conversation right now, and I don't want to.
Okay, we don't want a spoiler alert. That's okay. But you know, we did. I actually did know that you were, when he said you were Buddy, I knew that you were the jetpack kid that they were saying, come on, Buddy, we're going to miss the transport or whatever.
So, oh, yeah.
Always play until the last minute. So I am curious. So when you were filming this show, did you get the feel that there was a lot of computer graphics, or did they do that after the fact, like with some of the robots and things? Or that
audio animatronics.
They didn't call it audio.
Well, they did later, but
yeah, but yeah,
not robots. That's a crime against Walt Disney.
And the future, remember?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there was a definite mix of both. There was a lot of things where I looked at and I was like, I have no idea if that's a prop that's from the future or if that's an actual rig or something that the crew is using, like a camera or something like that.
Mm.
A lot of that happened, there was certainly a lot of the set deck, and there was some cool futuristic cars that people were driving around in. So a lot of the stuff in there that might be like, you know, close up prop stuff is really real and really cool. So I'm not really familiar with all that stuff, so I can't really give you an accurate answer on that. So I apologize. apologize. I'm not the best person to ask for that.
Well, there's a few other things that we wanted to ask you, you know, not directly tied to this part in Tomorrowland, but one of them is, you know, we're all talking about our favorite Disney parks attractions and rides and whatnot, memories. I assume that you've been to Disney World or Disneyland?
You would assume that.
Oh.
I have never been.
Really?
Ooh.
I have never been.
But you've been to Spain, though.
I've been to Spain. Yes. So. That's one of the very few places in the world I've been, though.
Okay.
I am not very well traveled, that's for sure.
All right. Well, you've got to get out to either Disney World or Disneyland, especially now that you're part of the Descendants. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, I'll have to. I'll have to get out there for sure. Descendants was probably like my, if I could, you know, think back at all, I don't want to say it's my favorite job or whatever that I've done, but definitely like I had so much fun on that show or on that movie, making that movie, meeting all of the people. Kenny Ortega, was an amazing guy to meet. And, like before that show even started, I, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed to say I didn't know who Kenny Ortega was. I didn't know any of that stuff because I grew up in a Canadian town, small town, watching NHL hockey games instead of, you know.
Now I'm going to stop you right there because I know that you're covering a couple topics that people are getting really excited about. But our listeners, because I didn't prep them, and I was hoping that you could tell us tell them what the Descendants is.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Charming.
Mr. Charming, yes. Well, sorry, I get carried away sometimes.
No, we do too.
Well, Disney's Descendants is the story of the descendants or the children of a lot of your favorite Disney characters. Like, for instance, I play the character of Chad Charming, who is the son of Cinderella and Prince Charming. And there's other characters like Belle and Beast, and Beast's son, Ben, and Maleficent, and the Evil Queen. And the basic story is that the evil characters, or the bad characters, I'm putting air quotes around that with my hands right now, but they have been banished to a different island. And now, I guess, it's kind of like the king of Auradon Prep, the school that I go to, has decided to see if we can bring them back in and, you know, get good and evil to agree with each other, at least for the next generation's sake. And a lot of problems arise with that, as of course, you know, teenagers who don't know each other and who are different from each other, that always happens. So, it's basically just your everyday normal high school situations, but there's magic involved, and everyone is a very famous Disney character.
And when does it air? It's this summer, right?
It comes out this summer. I don't know the actual date for it yet. So.
Okay, all right.
You know, what's interesting, too, Jedediah, is obviously Tomorrowland's Disney as well, but another Disney Channel original movie you were part of last summer was Zapped. And tell us a little bit about that experience that you had, you know, working with Peter DeLuise and Zendaya, among many others.
Yeah. Well, first off, Peter is one of the funniest people I've ever met in my entire life. That was one great thing. That was one of the first projects I ever worked on. So it was very nice to have a great, fun energy like him to direct and work with, especially on a movie like Zapped. I mean, and the character I played, Trip, was such a like goof, kind of maybe a little too close to maybe who I was in high school or something like that. I'm embarrassed to say, but it was a lot of fun working with him and to see Zendaya perform and stuff. She's such an amazing talent. Like her dancing, and she sang for us a few times, and just to get to know her, she's such a humble person and so down to earth, and you know, she's basically going to be the next Rihanna, or I guess I shouldn't say that, she's going to be the first Zendaya, but it was really cool to get to know her and the other people on the cast, like Adam DeMarco him and I are very good friends still, and like Chanel Peloso, she was very cool. So,
excellent.
Yeah, that one was a very fun one as well. The Disney movies are always fun to work on. So
Absolutely. And Jedediah, we hope in the next 6 months that you go to Disneyland and you send us all the pictures, and then we'll have you call back in for feedback on that as well, and what your favorite rides were. One last quick question for me real quick. We only have about a minute to go here. Is who's your favorite hockey team?
Who's my favorite hockey team? The Montreal Canadiens. Oh,
okay.
No question.
I'm a Kings fan, and so I still remember 93 like it was yesterday. But good stuff. They had a good season,
sorry,
the Canadiens.
Yeah.
But,
Jedediah Goodacre, actor, Tomorrowland, thank you so much for joining us. Descendants and Zapped as well. Thank you, Jedediah.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Take care. We'll talk to you again very soon. And this is the first part of
Splash Mountain.
Yes, exactly.
Splash Mountain. We'll hear more from it throughout the show. But
I wouldn't know. I'm too afraid to ride that ride.
The Briar Patch. It's just all fun and games until you go.
How do you do?
I'll go on just for the song. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.
Sit back and calm yourself. You can carry on now if you must. Wonder what we like us. That suits us. How do you do? Not a pleasant meeting. Pretty good show as you're born. Pretty good show as you're born.